Hi, welcome to Cutscene. If you're doing the draft about meet three assholes who just found out that they were in an isekai. I'm Eric.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Chris.
And welcome to Cutscene by I Made It First, everybody.
Yay!
Okay, seriously, why they gotta throw the isekai twist at us like three or four episodes into this?
Isekai has just been such a hot like button thing. They're just like, you know what, fuck, we gotta throw. I honestly, like, this entire anime was so much like a mixed bag of everything. It was just what else could we fit in here? Like, what else? Like, we got love stories, we got battles, we got like dragons, we got goblins, we got magic, we got it all. Isekai, yeah, sure,
yeah.
Why not?
They could have like easily done everything that bitch did without it being an isekai, though.
Oh, 100%. She could have just been a bitch like she was anyway, and it would have been totally fine. I mean, and this honestly does kind of like encapsulate my entire feelings of this anime, just because they did so much here and it was very entertaining, but at the same time, it's just like, they didn't need to. And like, that's kind of like how I felt like with everything. It's just like, hey, this is entertaining. I'm enjoying it, but it didn't need to do that. Like, I felt myself just, I don't know. So before we get into that, what are we watching? Like, what episode are we on here, Eric?
Oh, no, wait, hang on. Before we get into any of that, Jason, are you wearing a CompUSA shirt?
Fuck yeah, I am, dude.
is that a legit like old ass one, or
no? God, no! I had it made.
You had one made. Did you make one for me?
No, because I didn't make it. You can get one. You're closer to the source than I am.
Oh, was it? Was it booze?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh man. All right, I'll have to have booze make me one. That's awesome. Anyways, okay, so we are watching Classic. May I ask for one final thing? And you should have watched all 13 episodes, everybody. If not, why are you here? Why are you listening to this podcast?
Yeah, spoilers for sure.
Yeah, spoilers abound, obviously, because it's an anime watch along podcast, everybody. Just so you know, we're gonna give spoilers.
And that one final thing is beating the living shit out of people.
I love that they waited until the very end of the last episode to say the title.
I know, that was nice. That was nice.
And then they said it twice.
Yeah, both of them, the prince and she said it. I will say it never got old of beating a motherfucker with another motherfucker. That was always just my favorite part. Like, they did it like four times. You'd be like, you'd think you'd get old or tired of her spinning around, joyfully giggling, and just hitting motherfuckers with another dude. And it's just like, no, you don't get old with it.
No.
It is fun. That is great.
I'm the motherfucker that's hitting that motherfucker with another motherfucker.
That's just good cinema. That's just absolute cinema right there. It's totally fine.
Just sitting there, swinging along. Yeah. Smacking people around. Oh man, and that first, I was wondering if the entire thing was going to be like a flashback when they started the first episode. Like, okay, and then is this just gonna be her fighting? No, it was a flashback for like 15 minutes, and then the rest of it's all just political intrigue solved by fisticuffs
and her literally becoming a god. Like, it was just like, holy crap, like, how much more OP could this woman get when she was just like literally being picked on, like, for the, like you said, for the first 15 minutes? And that first punch was very satisfying. It did a great job of being like, record scratch. Yeah, that's me. How do I get in this place? We got to go back a few years to find out how I got here. And it was just like, so perfect.
Fuck this guy that I'm engaged to.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Exactly. See him? He's a giant tool. And this bitch, I'm going to knock her teeth out. Let's find out why. It was so good. That was nice.
She gets to knock her teeth out until the very end. God, I hated that bitch too.
So, like, they did a very interesting job. It was a very bloody anime for absolute zero deaths. But then
her having blood on her all the time, and especially doing the Deadpool method of wearing the red dress all the time so the blood doesn't show. All you ever see is like a little bit of blood on her cheek just randomly appears.
But like, they did, like, the way they killed people was the star into the sky. Like, obviously it was just like, they're gone. And it's just like, you never really see them again. Even the big bad, she knocked her into the stratosphere, starburst, never see her again. So my question is, did she kill the prince?
The second prince?
No. Yeah. The second prince, the blonde prince that hurt her love life.
first prince.
I meant like the second prince that we see.
So hitting them off into the stratosphere wasn't always a death sentence, because we saw her hit that dragon rider guy off into the distance like that.
He went into the woods. He just went, and then went off into the woods, and we saw the explosion outside, like, of him.
No, she knocked him into his fucking country. She punched him so hard that he flew into his own country.
I don't remember if there was a starburst. I know he went far.
It was a starburst. She like, there was a starburst, she like knocked him and he flew off. And then they showed him. Then they showed him like 5 minutes later or whatnot. And his like lieutenant that always like beats the crap out of him is just like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah. How'd you get back here?
Where's your dragon? Oh, I left it as a gift for my beautiful bride.
And I love how the dragon was just like, yeah, she's way cooler. I'm hanging out here.
Yeah.
The dragon was scared, dude. That dragon
was terrifying.
Yeah, if he left her, he knew that she would kill him. So he's just like, okay, whatever, I'm here now. We're talking Stockholm syndrome, man. That's what this dragon has.
Dude, everyone was Stockholm with her. I mean, she had nicknames by episode 2. And I think, what was it, episode 3, when people were like being like, fuck no, I'm not fighting her. Let's get out of here before we all die.
Well, no, in episode 1, they did the same thing. It was like after that, like after she punched him out and she did her little monologue about beating the shit out of every man that was in that room. Like, she hit 3 guys and then one guy's, oh my God, it's her. Oh man, it was good. And I really do wish that I had been able to watch all the anime on time, and I didn't, because we would have recorded this on National Women's Day, and that would have been awesome, because it really is the perfect anime for National Women's Day.
Yes,
it was refreshing. It was refreshing that you know, obviously female a hero beating the crap out of all men. There's only a few women. Mm-hmm. Obviously the big bad was a woman, and then there's the whip girl, whatever. And only really the whip girl was in any kind of really suggestive clothing. Like, everybody else was pretty well, like, there wasn't too much fan service or anything like that. Yeah, the whip girl. She had giant ass cleavage.
Oh, the whip girl. I thought you said whipped. Yeah, whatever the fuck she was a knight templar or whatever for that thing. It's like, that's a knight. that's how you knew that they were the bad guys, even without seeing the shit that they were doing. You saw her and you have a big busty woman with boobs hanging out and she's got a whip on it, and you're like, okay, yeah, that's the bad guy.
Don't hit me here. Yeah.
Whatever you do, don't
whatever
hit me
you
here.
Do.
And I love that she comes back in that like last episode fight, or second to last episode fight or whatever, and she's acting all tough again, even though she got the shit kicked out of her the first time. And she was like crying, basically. Like that big tough guy that's like, what are you talking about? I didn't get punched in the nose by that kid. No. And then the kid goes like this. And he's like, ah! I didn't flinch.
I did enjoy a lot of the comedic timing as well. Like, there's a few times where just like, okay, it's going to be cliche here for a minute or whatever. And then just like the music stops. She's like, what? And like, like deadpan's just like, ain't no man going to call me his and all that jazz like that. It was very refreshing. And
I'm a strong, independent woman. I belong to no man.
Now, I'm not lost in the fact that I am saying it's refreshing. And as a cis white male, you know, I'm sure there's still women out there being like, no, still very sexist and all that bullshit like that. Because at the end of the day, she did need a man's help to finalize everything. I mean, let's call a spade a spade. No. If he wasn't there.
If he wasn't there, she actually would have beat the shit out of her. The problem was that she brought in the prince because the prince got hypnotized. So she had to save the prince with her love. She was looking at it the other way around, of like, I had to be saved and I had to blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, your love had to save him because he was a bitch and he was weak and was able to be brainwashed by or charmed by that bitch.
But he did that on purpose. That was the whole thing. It was just like, hey, I know that the only way that we're going to get my bill.
Said that. He said that, except for the fact.
And she came to the same conclusion.
Full on asleep. When the demi-human, like, dog boy that she had that was still under the control put that spell on it.
Yeah, and it wasn't enough. And so that's what
that spell was so that when they hit her when they hit him in that last time with from that guy that it would take over.
Right.
It was he knew
that it was coming. So he's just like, whatever, I'm just gonna let it happen now. Cause
I think that he was trying to sound like a big bad man.
I'm sure. I mean, like he was obviously just smarmy everywhere. And you know, the whole thing of not committing to anything or committing to whatever, which is a great analogy, because what man likes to commit, right? Am I right, ladies? So it's like it was a great analogy for that.
You say that as there's two married guys.
Yeah. Right.
No man likes to commit. What are you talking about?
No.
I stand by it. We're definitely not men.
No, we're not bullshit alpha men.
Yeah.
No.
That's the worst part. Is the bullshit alpha.
Oh
alpha
my god. Guys. Mm-hmm. You know they have those alpha camps still going on? Like they're still really? Happening. It's just like, how do you not like how far up your ass do you have to be? Because the only way you're figuring out that these camps exist is if you're online. But if you're online, you're also gonna find out real quick that it is batshit crazy. And It's not batshit crazy,
it's that they're stupid and bullshit. That's the thing, is every time that they're looking at them online, they're seeing them by people roasting them.
But that's what makes you crazy. It's just like, what are you thinking there? Being like, this is going to fix me. I guess it's the all the chamber shit that's going on around the world. But even still, it's just like, I've never once been like, oh man, I need to be belittled to make myself better. Like they could be like, hey, Jason, do you want to be a better gamer? Just like play CSGO. And I'll be like, no.
You want to know how you can tell if somebody really is a beta? Is if they're not man enough to belittle themselves in a mirror like a real man does.
Oh, there you go.
I'm hard enough on myself. Man. I don't need somebody else to tell me that, because they're not going to tell me anything that I haven't already told myself. And I bet you they can't go as hard. They cannot go as hard as me.
I mean, self-reflection is positive, I guess.
I guess.
But I don't need to pay $5,000 to do that, or however much the fuck it is.
Mm-hmm. No, you need to pay me $5,000.
Yeah. I'll tell you, get some guys like, man, you got a tiny dick. You're like, I bet you got a needle dick too, motherfucker. And like, what are you going to do?
Let's compare. Yeah.
You going to hit me, man? You going to hit me, big bad man?
See who has the tiniest wiener.
Yeah.
That's the real alpha. That's the real alpha right there. My dick's smaller. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need no penis. Big old dick. Everybody.
It's like a button.
And I have the biggest lift on my truck fucking ever.
Hell yeah. At least four flags. I'll let you guess what they are.
Three of them are Confederate.
With the Punisher logo for some odd God knows reason.
Yeah.
It's three Confederate flags and a Punisher logo on a black blue band. Because, you know, the Punisher really likes cops.
He was all about the law, for sure.
Oh, yeah. He's a law-abiding citizen.
100%.
He is a law-abiding citizen.
He stood by them.
But any cop, so we're like sidetracking hardcore off of this, but any cop that you find that like is like, yeah, Punisher and whatnot like that, you're like, oh, thanks for telling me you're a crooked cop, because only a crooked cop would think that the Punisher is awesome.
I mean, or an idiot. You have no idea. Like, because
if they're idiots, they're accidentally crooked.
Not to play devil's advocate here, but like you could just look at the Punisher skull and be like, that's cool. I have no idea what it represents.
If I was
I'm saying if I'm a cop, I'm not a cop. But if I was a cop.
wait. Okay, so you're saying that there are dumbass cops out there that just see a cool skull?
Willing to 1,000% believe. that I feel at least a little bit better about. If they're just like, I'm a cop and I like skulls. That one's cool. Oh, I'm going to do that. That at least to me is acceptable. That at least to me is just like, you know what? Fine. You're not cool. If you if you tell me that I just found this and it's a really cool skull, hey, you know what? You have a nice day. You know, be like, hey, I found this really cool player charm. It's got the swastika on it. You know what? All right. You didn't know? Fine. But what it's just like, if you are out there being like, no, that's Punisher, I'm all about Punisher, and he would stand on a thin blue line, it's just like, no, he absolutely would not.
He was. Oh no, he would stand instances. On a thin blue line. You wonder, you know what he'd be doing?
Many instances of him.
He'd be standing on the throat of the big blue
line. Exactly. Exactly. Especially with what they're doing now. Yeah. But anyway, I digress.
That's the ice blue stuff. The ice blue
one. Yes. We don't need that.
We don't need that bullshit. No. Okay. Oh, actually, okay. So there's something that I do need to address. I was wrong. The animation did not piss me off. It was not CG animation like some of the stills and the animation on the cover art looked. So I was actually pleasantly surprised by that. I did hate the character design of a couple of people, but that's just because I hated the character design of them.
And they're few and far between. I mean, the characters in themselves, I was actually happy to not be like super annoyed by a lot of them. Usually, like, there's always going to be that one that's like over the top bubbly. And the priestess, I was like really on the tier about. But then she had that like whole like weird date episode, and she was just like not annoying as fuck about it all. And I was like, okay, you know what? She's cool that this is okay. There's not that overly bubbly type that's going on here. Everyone's nice. And can I just say that Scarlett's voice actress, I watched it on English just because I was like, I figured this is going to be a silly anime. So I'm not going to like really dive into it and kind of like have it on the background more or less. And her voice, fantastic. I have a mommy complex, I think now. It's crazy. Yeah.
Wait, you want her to beat you up?
Yeah.
You didn't already have a mommy complex, Jason?
I mean, this made me like fully admit it now. Like,
oh, okay.
the tall, dark woman, you can look at my Genshin account. It's just that. And so just like...
It's all about the mommies. I mean, that's literally mommy. Like what you've got. It's like, it's all about the mommies.
It's all about the mommies.
Yeah. No, her voice actor was awesome. I will say though that like I think we've talked about this before, of like, if it's an action anime, I'm gonna watch the fucking dub because I want to watch the action and I don't want to have to read the subtitles.
If it's an action anime that I don't like, that I'm not like hardcore into, like if it's like if it's something like Jujutsu Kaisen, like I watched subs first because I was wanting to watch them. I wanted to like get them ASAP, you know, and just like that. I was just like, yeah, that'll be fun and whatever. And then obviously rewatched again in English when I could like slam it. But just because I wanted to know if I'm like interested and I want to know more in the story, like any good show, I'm going to watch it as soon as available. Obviously, then.
Oh, yeah. But I'm talking about the whole like, oh, sub is superior. The English voice actors are shit and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, there are reasons why sometimes you just watch the dub.
Yeah. I mean, we're all in here too. So it's just like, I don't think that we're going to shame anybody for any of that shit. Unless you put a Punisher flag on your damn car without understanding what that is. Then we'll shame
you. And also, we're old men. Like, we had to watch them in sub for years before dub really kicked off in America. So
poor sub too. Poor sub.
Poor subs as well. Oh, fan sub too.
Oh, fan subs for the Lord. Oh,
fan sub, man. So, okay. So anybody out there, if you're younger than 32, I'm going to say, you're not allowed to shit talk anybody older than you about whether they watch dub or sub. You can go fuck yourself. Because it's an arbitrary age, but I'm going to say 32.
We've earned this right.
I only watch anime in subtitle. Oh, what's your favorite anime? My Hero Academia. Get the fuck out.
You.
Naruto.
Attack on Naruto. Titan. Attack on Titan is my favorite. And I swear to God, I was watching the Olympics, and as much like I loved watching like the female figure skaters and them like nerding out in their interviews. But every anime that they said that they really enjoyed was all like the big mainstream ones.
Well, sure. I mean, yeah.
And I was like, oh.
Because I'm also willing to bet with that kind of stuff. Because I was thinking about that too. Just like it was a figure skater or whatever that was just like, she's obviously fucking nerdy. And it was just
there's two of them.
Yeah, okay. Which I couldn't remember which one
the blonde one, I forget her name. She fucking plays magic.
Yeah. I was just like, there's a few that you can just tell the vibe and how they're acting and all that jazz. Like, it's just like, yeah, you know that they know. And they're like, oh, yeah, like anime. Oh, what's your anime? You know for a fact that they're like their publicist or whatever was back behind there being like, do not say that fucking hentai shit. You say Naruto.
Well, she didn't say Naruto, but it definitely was like Attack on Titan, Jujutsu Kaisen, Chainsaw Man. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. I'm like, there's except for Attack on Titan, they're solid anime. But like, give me a deep cut. I want a deep.
Well, because you can't have a gold medalist being like, yeah, I like backdoor butler horsey play.
We don't need it to be that deep of a cut, man. But like, if I was sitting there and watching and one of them was like, oh my god, my favorite anime of all time is Erased, I'd be like, there you go. Even though it's considered, money, I guess, person. Now like a mainstream-ish one because people have watched it all like throughout these years. But just saying that, a single season anime that like never got like full big play, hands down would have been awesome.
I think they would have been hated on no matter what they say. So
probably. I didn't hate on it. I just kind of wish that they said like, net, I wish that I said the ones that they really wanted to say.
That's what I'm saying. I bet you it was going to be like, yeah, I like, oh God, what's that big breasted anime we watched where she just wanted to hang out all the time?
Oh, Nanako-chan just wants to hang out.
It's not Nanako-chan, but it is that. It's whoever wants to hang out. It was just about this girl working a coffee shop and she had huge boobs. That was the entire premise.
Zaki-chan.
Like, there it is. Yeah. So, I mean, not only like is that not like, it's not a very threatening anime, but if she came out being like, yeah, I like watching this, and then having all these young girls being like, I'm going to be like her. And then they Google the show and all the moms seeing what they're looking up. No, dude. The publicist was like, you do not say this.
Were you a dealer?
Guarantee it.
Or if she said the dragon made one.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Same thing.
Which and also, like, though, has one of the best fight sequences ever made, hands down. But
at the time, I will agree with you. There's better stuff now. But yeah, like,
I didn't say it was the best. I'm saying like one of the best ones ever made. Okay. It's pretty fucking awesome, man. Well, that reminds me, are we ever going to watch season 2 of Uzaki-chan Wants to Hang Out?
Did they make a second season?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Was there a reason for a second season?
Yeah, because they still hadn't fucked. maybe this is what we watch instead of the one.
Is this second season on High Dive? That would explain something.
No, it's still on Crunchyroll. It's a 13 episode season too.
Wow, how much more? The whole premise: she's got big boobs. Look at her daily life. It's crazy on how she has to navigate all this when she's just a silly, cute girl. And it's just like, okay, that was 12 episodes. Fine. I don't remember hating it. I just remember it being a silly premise. How can you squeeze a number 13 more out of that? How?
I don't know. Episode 12 is I want to hang out on Christmas Eve too. And then episode 13 is I want to hang out together next year too. Which means they're still not going to fuck.
No.
This is the anime that we sat there and we're like, just fuck already, like after the first four episodes.
all this tells me is because there's a special outfit you can wear for Christmas. There's a special outfit you can wear for New Year's. There's a special, it probably goes into like Valentine's Day, I bet, just the whole year. And she's like, how many special outfits can we put these giant ass tits in?
Nope, she's wearing hoodies and tractors.
Well, yeah, that's what she does all the time. She's hiding it. She's hiding it. That's why it's special when she does like the, oh, I'm going to wear my special thing. Sorry. Look at my boobies. Yeah, exactly. She's going to come out. Going to come out dressed like the Whip Girl in this anime that we're watching right now. So.
No, that's going to be the episodes that are on High Dive.
Yeah.
That's season 3 when they finally fuck. Yeah. And that one's called Uzaki-chan Just Wants to Fuck.
Yeah.
It's on a dark web.
Uzaki-chan's just tired of fucking around with this.
Man, now I'm gonna make us all watch that for my next day.
Hey man, you do your thing. All right, so back to may I ask one final thing? Yeah. So okay, the story like actually ramped up a lot more than I thought it was ever possibly going to be.
Oh yeah,
I thought it was going to be just like, whatever, she's going to kick people's asses. And it was going to be like more like the rom-com style, of whatever it was. But every time the rom-com like idea kind of came around, they pivoted immediately. They made fun of it. Mm-hmm. They did like a whole another record scratch of her being like, what? I don't want that. Like, and then went off beating more ass, which was awesome. I really enjoyed it. All of a sudden she came from like just being like a betrothed princess, or not betrothed, but like, to be wed princess all the way to, like I said, the demigod. Okay.
That was the right word.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Sorry. This beer is really
good. Even more.
Wait, what are you drinking?
That's just an IPA.
Is this another banana?
No. Thank God. But it's only 7%, but it's hitting me good.
Jason didn't eat dinner, I bet.
I ate dinner, but it was cabbage mostly.
Boy dinner.
Cabbage?
Yeah. Cabbage stir fry, man. It's so good. It's like a deconstructed egg roll. It's really good.
Oh, yeah. It's like egg roll in a bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep, I love it. That's good. Anyways, None of us have ADHD. Not
at all. There's definitely good reasons why we're all old men doing this show.
Yeah. So,
but anyway, the story like really kind of like took me good places. I will say though, that I was just like, I felt like they took on a whole lot. I liked that there was like way more world building, way more development. Like they introduced parties and countries and cities we never even talked about more than once. It was just like, hey, there's this whole other world out here that's going on. Mm-hmm. And well, yeah, they did a bunch. And like,
No. For two episodes. Solid episodes.
The whole like dome that we're in of the barrier of the crystals that was like the biggest plot point of just like, oh yeah, by the way, I'm also a sage, whatever. It's just like, okay. Like it's just like never really talked about again. It's just like, yeah, we're done with that. Like, let's keep going. And it was like, I enjoyed how much world building they did. It felt like John Wick. Like on how it's just like, hey, you want world building? We're going to just cram it all in your face. And then we're going to watch this person kick some ass. And I was like, you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm here for it. But then when it slowed down, when there was any time that it was like, hey, we're going to have a conversation and like try to actually do something or strategy, slowed down to a grind, in my opinion. And I don't know if it was just because it was such like a juxtaposition of the highlights that were going on, that then when it was just like, oh, let's talk about what's really going on, my brain just immediately went like, wow, I don't care. I don't know what that was about. Mm-hmm.
I know. I think it's because it was every time that it happened, it was immediate.
Yeah, exactly.
It just like they hit the brakes completely. And they're like, oh, school zone. We're on the Autobahn in school zone. So I feel like that is the reason why. Because yeah, you would start to get bored once they started having way too much conversation. Or the fucking half elf guy, his personal like point, they took way too many turns of where he was like the lecherous, he was the lecherous guard. And then you find out that he was a mole the entire time, and that he brought the other sage in to give information. But then you found out that he was actually her brother, like half brother. And then he was trying to save her. And then you find out that, oh, I was just fucking with you the entire time. You gave me like instructions on how
the bread recipe,
or bread on how they make bread. None of what you did mattered, and I was just kind of like fucking with you. And it's like, wow,
that's a great point, because like his
and he had a huge sister complex,
which I'm glad they didn't focus on too much, except for like twice,
he ass kicked, which was
great. he was all squirming. Yeah. But you bring up a really good point about it. You bring up a really good point, because like his character and what this story was pivotal. Like nothing would have happened past episode 5 without him being involved in some way, shape or form. And it's just kind of like, okay, all of this was like kind of going forward and being manipulated by actions that he took, including him being like the half son of like the priestess of the elf kingdom and stuff like that, which like whatever. Mm-hmm. And like each of his decisions were just like footnotes to what was actually going on, which is fine. I like to see ass kicking, not him being whatever. But to your point, it was just like each time he did something new, what he did previously was diminished a little bit. So it was just like by the end, he was just like, you did so much and I just don't care about you. And that was the weird thing to be feeling.
The other weird thing about that is we saw the girl's dad, and how he fucked a princess of the elves is kind of astonishing. Not just him, but the fact that he's just like this random like farmer that lives in like this tiny village. And it's like, okay, so he fucked her?
Maybe let's just assume that it's like free run style, where it's just like, Let me hit that. And she's just finally like, okay, whatever. I don't care. Yeah.
Whatever. What you're going to do is honestly going to feel like a half a second to me.
Exactly.
And then we never found out what happened to his mom. Did the elves kill her because she fucked a human?
Well, no. He said, if you hold my mom in such high regard still, you know.
Yeah. What happened to her?
Yeah.
Like that sounded like my mom's like memory type thing.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't matter. It didn't matter.
It's like a Disney mom. It's like a Disney mom or a Disney dad. Like, I don't know. They're just not there.
I mean, why was he even there in the first place? Why was he down there doing his mole stuff for whatever reason? Like his whole necessary to be going down to this army felt not.
Well, especially why? Once you found out that he was the brother. So you like what you were saying is like it diminishes everything, because you find out that he's the brother, at which point then he consciously decided, I'm going to be an asshole and go in to fuck with you and like make you think that everything's bad. Like he consciously thought of that because he'd been following her ever since he saw her for the first time. And it wasn't like he saw her for the first time like a year before. It was years before.
7 years, because mm-hmm. it was before yeah. she left becoming the next Diana or whatever it was called.
Yeah.
And so it was just like, yeah, you're right. So he's been around lurching on his little sister without her knowing for 7 years. And then finally just like, yeah, now's the time for me to just fuck this girl's life up.
Knowing that his sister actually was like a chosen one. He knew it. And then he joins apparently a religion that says that that's all false and bullshit.
So I think we're unwrapping the feelings that we're having of like, why aren't we like just in love with this anime? It's because the deeper you pull back the writing, the more it's just like, yeah, they shoehorned this together bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that guy's just the worst out of all of it. Everything else quasi makes sense, at least. But his thing, just like they twisted that
same thing with the blonde prince. They, like his like unwillingness to say what was going on or being like just tongue in cheek was used constantly for plot driving, just for that reason alone. Like,
oh, when, yeah, but he was an asshole.
Yeah,
he constantly thought that he was smarter than everybody, but he did it with cute smugness, so everybody just kind of like let it go. But if it was anybody else, or if he had a scar on the side of his face, everyone would have thought that he was the biggest fucking dick, hands down. Nobody would have liked him in that kingdom.
So that's how you're doing it, Eric, because you're just cute as fuck.
I mean, I am.
Yeah. As fuck. Look at me.
Too kawaii for words.
So kawaii.
So kawaii.
I don't know, man. Well, like, it definitely felt like that the, now I'm thinking about it a lot more here, is that the writing was definitely just written to serve the purpose, not really serve the story. That makes sense.
Or written to serve the story of how can she punch people more.
And you know what? You're right. I'm losing what's important here, what's perspective here.
Punching.
The entire purpose of this
beating the shit out of people
is to watch this woman kick the absolute fucking shit out of people. And it delivered on that. 10 out of 10, I'm kicking the shit out of people.
So what pisses me off a little bit about the fighting, and this is a whole anime thing in general, in a lot of cases, like a lot of anime will do this. She beat the shit out of those monsters. She punched one so hard that its head exploded. And yet she would punch people and they'd survive.
Hold them back.
She was in control of her power. She, like, they called it out pretty good, being like, hey,
Chrono, she really wanted to kill that guy that ended up ultimately like shooting the prince.
No, because she wanted to catch him.
Oh, she beat the shit out of him, though.
Yeah, but they had that conversation. Like,
and then he still like got up off the wall and he was like, bang, oh man, that didn't work. I guess I'm gonna run. Oh shit.
Get you with my glack.
Maybe we should stop talking about this anime because it's dropping its score the more that we talk about it.
which is good. Yeah. 100%.
Analysis.
Because I mean, just like a great hooker, I came into this full cocked, but the more I think about it, it's probably not a good idea.
She might have had a dick.
Her dick was bigger than mine.
What are you, a cop?
Why does she have a Punisher tattoo?
Adam's apple's bigger than mine.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Fucking love it. That's amazing. This is the greatest anime show on the planet. I don't care who you are.
So it was good, but until you start thinking about it.
Just don't think about it. Just don't think, yeah, like, so okay. So okay. Like I came into this seriously being like, hey, it was great. Like, you know, I pro women, you know, all good stuff like that. And now I'm just sitting here being like,
this.
Yeah. Did we give him the crappy one? Like, this is
Jason watched the better version. Everybody else watched the shitty version. We got great value. May I ask another thing? Jason's over here eating the USDA prime beef version of it.
I did like her beef analogies all the time. That was fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The one-liners mm-hmm. were fantastic. There's a few that made me audibly chuckle. I'll give it that. And again, like to that point, this is a comedy anime. Nobody mm-hmm. was like writing this being like, this is the next Oscar winner or whatever the anime equivalent is. And they're like,
the next Webby, although they've given Webbies to really shitty things. So
yeah, I don't. I think
it's the Crunchy Award.
But the Crunchy Awards go to shitty anime too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
at the end of the day, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. Like that's just how it is. And it's like I think it's time. Like we've talked about it enough and kind of like picked on things with it, even though we also went off on like major tangents with it. But again, there's not a whole lot of substance to this other than punch, 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 punch.
Yeah,
we can get into like the whole like subculture of like the reverse isekai of it all. We didn't even talk mm-hmm. about that whole thing.
Well, yeah, we kind of just hit on that. Yeah, the fact that you just find out like 4 episodes in mm-hmm. that pink-haired bitch is from real day Japan.
It was isekai'd in to be the villain is whatever. Mm-hmm. And again, that goes back
by to a point. Bitch goddess who was just jealous because she wanted the mm-hmm. other goddess god to bang her, and he was giving too much of his attention to these worthless humans. That's literally the plot. This is a Greek comedy.
Yeah.
Like I would say how bullshit and stupid that sounds, but that's literally how half the Greek like parables and whatnot are.
Basically, mm-hmm. turned herself into a swan to fuck a. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I'm having a real hard time now thinking about it because again, this goes back to what I was saying of this. Like they took in a whole lot of stuff, and like as I was thinking about it, I was just like, this is a lot of stuff, and it kind of like just feels mismatched. But it was a comedy, mm-hmm. and I was having fun with it. I did have fun with it.
How much would it suck to be a demi-human in that society?
Give me an example of one.
Because the main thing for being a demi-human is that you change into an animal, and every time that you change into it, you're naked. So if you run away from somebody, like you change to an animal and run away, you have to stay as an animal until you get to a place where you can put some clothes on, or at least behind closed doors, so that people don't look at you and think that you're a giant fucking pervert.
I mean, in which case then you just finish and then turn into an animal.
Although I will say props to this little twink guy that they had going, because he turned back into a person and he just fucking stood there stark ass naked in front of her for a solid like 5 to 10 minutes in that conversation. No one said anything about him being butt ass naked until the very end.
That cool. Put on some pants.
You know you're kind of naked right now.
Didn't even like make a joke about her looking down and going, oh, that's why we mistook you for a female. Like, nothing like that.
I mean, we got like slave trade. We had misogyny. We had religious corruption. We had global war, Zionism. I mean, we had so much in 13 episodes. Greek comedy, like you just said,
mm-hmm.
all solved with punching and time. Time and punching. Time does heal all wounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And time so does also punching allows people.
You to punch more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it allows you to punch. Punching heals as well. Okay. Okay. I think.
Hang on. Before we even do that, I will say the time thing, because I was going to talk about this earlier and we forgot. I was not expecting like some like God bestowed superpower to be the reason why she's allowed to beat the shit out of all these people. Because she's just like, oh yeah, I just like I can go through and I can move myself faster than everybody else. And now it's just like they're moving in slow motion, or time just stops mm-hmm. in general and she punches them a bunch and then time starts up again and then they go, whoa, and then they fly off.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a like Downton Abbey with punching. Like that does sound like a kind of a fun anime.
Yeah, like get rid of all the super fanciful stuff that's in this.
Yep.
Get rid of the fucking useless isekai that wasn't needed in this, and just turn it into Downton Abbey with punching.
Downton Abbey with punching sounds actually kind of nice. With an absolute.
That's kind of what phenomenal. I thought we were getting into.
That's what I thought so too. Mm-hmm. That's 100% what I thought it was going to be like. And
like if she just is like really good at fighting.
Yeah. 100%. Like, mm-hmm. like the same setup. Like she was just tortured by the prince, like the whole thing. And like in her off time, she just was like ripping sit ups and push ups. And it was just like, cool. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing this billowy dress. You have no idea. And then you could have a whole Sailor Moon transformation where she just takes off the dress and it's just fucking ripped. And you're just like, let's go.
No. You don't even take off the dress. You do the real thing. No Sailor Moon thing. She rips the fucking sleeves off.
Yes.
And you're just like, boom. And she's like, oh shit. What
this
did I
do? This woman is jacked. We're real Muslim mommy. Complex.
We fucked up. Yeah, yeah. I like that.
We know how heavy the dumbbells that she lifts are. Did
okay.
They make a season 2 of that one?
I don't think so.
I think they were supposed to and they never did. Anyways. Okay. Jason, this is your anime, so you get to go last. So I will score it. God, I need to revise my score after all of that talking. It's worth watching. It's fun. Would I rewatch it again? Maybe. I might rewatch it again. 7.2. There's things that are unnecessary in it. And things are just like, why did you add this in there? But at the same point, you're like, I don't care. She just beat the shit out of like 1,000 demons that tried coming into the town. And no, like an entire army couldn't fight them back. And she just beat the fuck out of every one of them. So it's definitely watchable. I would tell people to watch it and be like, just get ready for a bunch of weird, like they just threw everything into the kitchen sink and got ready. But it's still watchable. Like I would not recommend it.
Yeah, I'd give probably like 7.5. It's a good watch on like International Women's Day. Just because you get to watch her get the living shit out of douchebags.
What are you doing on International Women's Day? Oh, I'm binge watching. May I ask for one final thing?
Watching like this that. Woman just beat the shit up people.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with both of you. I think talking about it did help kind of like get a little bit more of an understanding of what I thought about this anime more than what I thought originally. I will say, though, that for a comedy, I chuckled a few times. I do think I would watch it again. I think this is a good anime where it's just like, hey, do you want like an entry level anime, especially for as sexist as it sounds? Like, this is an anime I think I would show my wife, like something good for women to kind of like get an idea into, because it hits on a lot of that stuff, but it doesn't follow a predictable path. And if they can get in past all the wild and jankiness of it, what it is, then they've been exposed to a lot. They can be like, hey, if you liked this one, okay, why don't we watch something that's good, but in a theme more of X? And I think that'd be a good stepping stone. That being said, there was tons of problems with that, obviously, for us seasoned anime watchers.
But it's high standards.
High standards. We are only the cream of the crop is all that we choose here.
Good old Knights and Magic.
Never watched an entire
top
thing.
Tier.
Hate watch for myself.
Top tier. We didn't talk about, but the opening and closing were bangers. They're both great. Yeah, I thought those were great.
And the whole Alice in Wonderland thing
and all Disney princesses too. She did like, it was like obviously a fantasy thing. And I thought that was kind of an interesting point that they're making. Cause it was her fantasy. She was still in the body of that doll, and her fantasy was that she was the princess. So layers upon layers there, sure.
Layers upon layers. Yeah, we could get into the psychology of that bitch, but also fuck that bitch.
Why? Why? It was a footnote. It mattered not to the story at all. And so it's just like, okay, it's cool that there was depth there, but I didn't need to look at it.
Yeah, there was a lot of depth that nobody gives a fuck about.
Exactly. It's like, hey, this pool over here is really deep. Cool. I don't care. I'm over here. I will say, though, that the voice acting, Scarlett's voice actor just did such a phenomenal job. So for me, it's 7.8. I like that a lot.
So all sevens. It's not bad.
Good anime. It's a good anime. And like, I think we all said that we would recommend someone to watch it. I mean, it's not something I would say like avoid. And might maybe next year, International Women's Day again. Maybe it'll be like the celebration thing.
Yeah, a seven. Remember, people, we don't do the scale of like, if it's not an 8.5 or a 9, it's not worth it. No, because that's bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, that gives you such a small window of things, and then everything else is crap. No, seven's solid. Seven is average. Like, it's a watchable anime that you can watch, and there's no big issues. Well, I mean, there's issues with it, but you don't have to care about those issues whatsoever to enjoy the anime. Mm-hmm. You can sit there and be like, why the fuck is that here? Or say all those things while you're watching it, but then they punch somebody else and you forget all about it until you talk about it again with your friends a couple of weeks later. So a 6 is like a good starting point of like, this is watchable. Everything else underneath that is bad. You know, like what Chris gave Terror and Resonance for some reason. What was that? You gave it like a 4 or a 3.5 or something.
Something.
Maybe even a 2 something. It was bad. And Jason and I were both like, 9.
This is the greatest thing ever.
This is an awesome anime. Everyone should watch it. Chris is like, fuck this anime. This anime sucked. I hate you guys for making me watch this shit. I think Chris maybe had some issues back then when he first watched it. You might need to go back and watch it again, Chris.
Go watch Knights and Magic. No, talk to you.
Maybe it needs a retry.
if you want anything, you want to see an anime that is definitely worth a two, that's Knights and Magic.
So bad.
Just the title alone. Yes. Knight apostrophe S and Magic.
That's right.
Knights is magic. it makes no sense. Okay, anyways. All right.
All about so the Chris, and magic.
Oh my god.
Chris. Yeah, what is with this Knights and Magic? What is it? Okay. Chris chose the next anime. And this one is currently going, but it's on episode 10 drops this week, so we'll be perfectly fine with watching this anime at this point for it, everybody. We double-checked it this time. We made sure that the timing was set right. We looked at what the release schedule is to make sure that we weren't fucking this up like we did before. So Sentenced to Be a Hero is the next anime that we're watching. In a world where heroism is a punishment, Xylo Forbat, very much for like a weird-ass name like that. I like that. A condemned goddess killer battles endless hordes of monstrous abominations as part of the Penal Hero Unit 9004. Death is no escape, only a cycle of resurrection and relentless combat. But when Xylo encounters a mysterious new goddess, their unlikely alliance sparks a rebellion that could shatter the chains of eternal punishment. It's an interesting premise.
Mm-hmm.
That actually sounds dope. Looking at the title screen, though, I'm really concerned if it's going to be weird fan service. But okay, we're down.
I don't think so, because the goddess is a lolly.
I know.
And it doesn't look like it's like the cute lolly. Like, man, you should look at the fucking eyebrows on this chick. I'm pretty certain that she's gonna be that annoying goddess.
Yeah,
that talks like this. Yeah, oh god,
no.
If not, then you know they did better. But I'm pretty certain that it's gonna be something like that.
I'm the goddess. Let's go rake this world. Just total sunder or whatever, and going like screaming at him all the time. Idiot. Yep. Yeah, sounds great.
I think it sounds awesome. Good job.
It'll be fun. Chris.
All right, Jason, go ahead and send us off.
All right, everybody. Thank you again for joining us with another phenomenal anime. And if you're doing that for fun, why? We love you for it, but why? Mm-hmm. Anyway, yes, thank you for joining us. And you found us here. This is Cutscene. This is part of the I Beat It First Network. What's I Beat It First? Well, I Beat It First is us. Chris, Jason, Eric, we are I Beat It First. You can check us out at ibeatitfirst.com, where you can see all of our whole plethora of podcasts available for you, because we do have three, including this one that you're listening to. We have Cutscene, this one. We have our I Beat It First podcast. And then we have Patch Notes Podcast. Go to our website, find out all about them. They're there for you. You can go to ibeatitfirst.com or ibiff.co. If you're having fun listening to us on your podcast, wherever you're listening to us, thank you. If you'd like to see us live and see what we look like, believe me, we look goofy as hell. You can join us usually on Mondays. Today's a Wednesday, but usually on Mondays on twitch.tv/ibeatitfirst. We're there. You can check us out, see some of our old videos and all good stuff like that, and just find out what we're all about. While you're looking at us and thinking, oh my god, they're so ugly, please send us an email. You can do so at Jason, Eric, or Chris at ibeatitfirst.com or cutscene@ibeatitfirst.com. You can send us your ideas for other anime that we should watch, your thoughts on the anime we just finished, or any previous anime we finished. We've done a lot. We've been doing this a whole bunch. What episode are we on? 131. We've been doing a lot of anime. So please let us know what we should watch next, what we should watch in the future, what we should watch, rewatch again. We would love to hear your opinions. Cutscene@ibeatitfirst.com. Otherwise, yeah, just keep doing what you do and, you know, beat other motherfuckers with a motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, I mean, if you really want to see us live and in person, then you guys got to send us a lot of emails in order to try and get us to start doing cons again. Because we have done panels at cons.
It's true.
They were fun as fuck.
It's been
It was all pre-COVID. We haven't touched a single one post-COVID because everything just got out of whack. But they were fun as hell. Some of us got a little too drunk for one of them.
I don't know who you're talking about.
I don't know.
No idea.
It's definitely not somewhere on the Cutscene feed at all. No. But anyways, thanks a lot, everybody, for joining us. And we will see you guys in a month for Sentenced to Be a Hero. Watch all 12 episodes, everybody. All right. Thanks a lot, everyone, and we will see you guys later. Bye-bye.
Nothing for your dad.
You're a cop.
Not a cop.
Not a cop.